KBND Morning News Time is 6:05. Good morning, it's Tuesday. Welcome to the news. I'm Dave Jarvis, sitting in again this week for the Count, Frank Bonacquisti. And in fact, we're all substitutes this morning, sitting in the newsroom.
We're all sitting in.
Yeah, sitting in for somebody else. Kim Birchfield off, and that means Lori Robb is here. Morning, Lori.
Good morning. So did you smell the smoke or see the flames? A fire near Madras last night affected traffic in the area. Fire officials say it tore through an outbuilding at a seed company along Highway 97 south of Madras Monday night, sending up tall flames as the firefighting effort forced motorists to detour onto nearby streets. The fire was reported around 9:30 in an outbuilding at the Wilbur Ellis Company Seed Division across from the Central Oregon Livestock Auction Yard. The outbuilding was destroyed and fire crews were making sure that the fire was out and looking for any hot spots. The facility was closed at the time and no injuries were reported. It's a murder case investigation in Oregon that stretches from the Oregon coast to Milwaukee, Oregon. And a 17-year-old boy is under arrest and charged with murder. 1110 KBND's Jim Ferretti has details.
Police find the body of a man inside a home in Lincoln City Sunday afternoon. Lincoln County District Attorney Rob Bovet says while the cause of the death is still under investigation, they believe he was murdered.
This morning, detectives with our major crime team were assisted by Clackamas County Sheriff's Office and arrested a 17-year-old male in Milwaukee for that murder.
Bovet says the victim was killed sometime in the last 4 days.
The 17-year-old male suspect fled Lincoln City in the victim's vehicle,
which was recovered by Portland police. In Portland, I'm Jim Ferretti reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Police identified the victim as 49-year-old Darren Dow of Tigard, and police have arrested that 17-year-old. He is Joseph Marsala in connection with the death. Jefferson County Middle School is getting a $3.4 million boost in federal grant dollars. It's part of a federal program to help persistently low-achieving schools. Superintendent Rick Molitor says the $3.4 million grant will pay for extra teachers and staff to help students who are falling behind in math and reading. A similar grant was given to Madras High School recently, and he says they are already reaping the benefits.
This is a lot like what our Madras High School received last year as far as a school improvement grant and the process there. So we're very familiar with it, and we're really excited about the results that we've seen at our high school level. We've seen the greatest academic achievements that we've seen at that high school, and that's after 1 year of the implementation of some of the elements of the grants.
The total school improvement grant package awarded to Oregon schools was $15.5 million. Several schools in the Portland and Salem area also received funds. Debate got a little testy in Salem yesterday over Oregon's public retirement system, or PERS. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
Hillsborough Republican Representative Katie Brewer says serious PERS reform has failed.
The governor asked for it, and we didn't deliver. He needed it for contract negotiations. We didn't deliver.
PERS retirees are currently paid extra money to make up for having to pay income tax, even if they move out of state and don't pay that tax. The House passed a bill to end that, but Central Point Republican Dennis Richardson notes it only affects retirees after January 2012.
This bill is designed to make it look like we've done something.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The city of Bend has its top two candidates for the police chief spot narrowed down, and now they are doing their homework on the finalists. Last week, the top five visited Bend, and city spokesman Justin Finestone says now they are doing extensive background checks on the two that are left.
Last week, we interviewed five qualified candidates for our police chief opening. It was a very comprehensive process, and out of that process came two finalists. And this week, the city is doing some due diligence on those two finalists to determine which candidate would be the best fit for the city. And by next week, we hope to have it narrowed down to our preferred candidate that we can begin negotiating with.
The city is not releasing the names of the two finalists. We do know one who is not in the running, according to a California newspaper. Last week, the chief of Eureka Police, Chief Gar Nielsen, was suddenly fired from his job on Friday. He was given 5 minutes to clean out his desk and change out of his police uniform. Finestone confirms that Nielsen is not one of the top two finalists for the Bend Police Chief position. And coming up on your local news at 6:35, public lands are for everyone to enjoy, but Deschutes County Sheriff Larry Blanton says, unfortunately, a few people can ruin the experience for many. We'll have details on that story. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.